Just what you might find, geocaching down under.
Get lost, get found,
geocaching down under.
Get lost to get found.
Welcome to Geocaching Down Under podcast. I'm your host, PCE, also known as Purple Cashita. Now, this is a very special episode. I have got in touch with Chook and Chunk, who are the People's Choice Award winners for the Geocaching International Film Festival this year. So welcome, Chook and Chunk. Thank you for joining me.
Thank you.
Thank you for having us.
No worries. And first off, congratulations.
Thank you. It's been a bit of a ride.
Oh, I bet it has. I bet it has. So we'll find out a little bit more about that ride in a moment. But just for those people who don't know you, could you tell us, how did you come up with your caching name and whereabouts are you based in Australia?
Well, our caching name, Chook and Chunk, for the people that know Joe and the people that don't, Joe's very short, so... Her bottom's low to the ground like a chook. And my family have always called me Chunky, so we just went with Chunk and threw an N in the middle and it's Chook and Chunk.
Fantastic. Chook and Chunk. That works perfect. That's awesome. So how long have you been caching for? And so you both geocache just under the one geocaching name?
Yes.
Yep. Okay. How long have you been caching for?
Just over 10 years, 2013.
Ah, okay. Yeah. There you go. There you go. Just had your 10-year anniversary as well. That's awesome. Great.
Yes.
Okay, so the whole reason I've got you here tonight is you submitted a film into the Geocaching International Film Festival and you have won the People's Choice Award. So I just wanted to know what motivated you this year to make a film?
Oh, well, we both work in the health sector.
Okay.
So a large proportion of the work is in aged care. Mm-hmm. I'm a registered nurse and I've done a lot of community-based aged care and district nursing and all that sort of stuff. And
I'm a porter, so I'm basically transferring aged care residents around the hospital for different appointments and different, you know, needs that they need throughout the day.
And a lot of our work involves trying to keep people, our lovely oldies, engaged in their activities and their hobbies that they used to do, and when their health issues stop them doing it. So we really try and push that along, and that's actually known as the Montessori method.
Oh, okay, that's fantastic. Yeah.
And there's a for that.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so, we had the – well, go on.
No, you're right. You carry on.
I just said, and I had the idea for years, and the only reason we never acted on it was because I didn't know where to start.
Yeah, fair enough. It is pretty intimidating when you've never made a film before.
Yep.
Zero filming sort of knowledge background,
yep.
And we're putting it out to the world, so we're a little bit do we, don't we sort of thing. Yeah.
Okay. So with that in mind then and not having sort of previous film experience, was there people that you reached out to for some tips or some help or give you some guidance?
So probably the – like after the earliest gifts, I sort of had that idea because it was based on the work. For some reason I just came up with it. And I'd say to anybody who'd listen, you know, after every gift, oh, I've got this great idea, you know, and they'd say, you should make it. Oh, I don't know where to start.
It's the aged care facility we want to be in. Yeah.
And, and so it was actually one of the biggest motivator was the my CEO of the health service where I work in at Skipton. And they'd known all about our geocaching and had supported us, and especially as frontline workers, we'd managed to get our membership paid for with government grants and all sorts of stuff. Anyway, one day over lunch I was just chatting to people about this film and the CEO was having lunch with us, and as we do down there in that community, and said, oh, that's a fantastic idea, you know, you should make it. And I said, well, I don't know where to start, wouldn't know where to do it. And she said, well, you can use our facility and you can use some of our equipment.
Wow.
I was like, oh, wow, well, maybe we better start thinking about it. And still had no idea. So Then it was message to see my shelf.
Ah.
Thank you, Craig.
Shout out to SMS. Thank you for your help.
Yes.
Oh, that's fantastic. Okay, well, sounds like you had support from the get-go, and the CEOs offered the location so you didn't have to go and scout a location even though you've had the idea. That's fantastic.
Yeah.
Yeah, and that's really good. I mean, I keep saying this all the time, is the geocaching community, people are so friendly. Like if they see you stopped on the side of the road, they'll stop to help. If the geocache is broken or missing a plastic bag or a logbook, they'll replace it, you know? Like it's really nice. So, yeah, it's wonderful that Craig's jumped in and given you some tips.
Oh, yes.
Did you find that helpful?
It was amazing.
Well, I didn't even know how to use the video feature on my phone. I think I'd I videoed Jen getting bogged once and a waterfall and a horse.
Thank you.
And he actually said to us, you know, look, you can do it on your phones. Don't get, you know, don't go over the top.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's great advice because, I mean, as you say, like it is overwhelming when you've never done it before and, like, your phone, you can handle that. It's nice and small. It's not a big professional camera, so that's great. Oh.
Yeah.
That's great. Well, I mean, I think that's just wonderful that your CEO overheard and nominated the location and said, yep, go ahead, and you didn't have any sort of, like, legal issues or any hurdles you had to jump over. Yeah. That made it so much easier. No.
Yeah.
And they approved every step of the way too.
Okay, that's great. Well, I was just going to say, how did you go coordinating the film? I mean, obviously, you know, you've got the CEO from the facility has said, yep, green light, go ahead. What came next?
Okay, so that was about a year out. And so we locked in a date and we decided on New Year's Eve, December 31st, 2022, which is the date in the film. And because that was the date that the day centre part of the facility was going to be free.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And then I started going to work and I was practising the filming angles as I sort of went around the various areas. So it'd be, you know, Joe, can you get a vaccine from the vaccine fridge up the corridor? Ooh, corridor. That'd be a good place to film.
I'll practise that.
Joe would come home with all these little snippets of, you know, this corridor, how does this look? Oh, that looks really good,
And this angle and that angle. And we started watching films on TV and shows on TV with just that little bit more interest as to that, gee, how short is that clip? But we still got to understand it. And,
that's right,
And then we sort of got that storyboard together using all those images and then we started getting the props together. So, yeah, it was a good year's work.
Oh,
and then about 6 to 9 months out, we started canvassing for the cast.
Okay. So did you just put a call out, like, to your geo friends or just your regular friends?
Yeah.
We selected some of our more senior geocaching legends, Victorian geocaching who also happened to be our friends, and they agreed to give up their time to come to Skipton in the middle of nowhere on New Year's Eve to film, and I think we found it the most amusing thing that we coerced these people into giving up their time for this crazy idea.
And it was about 40 degrees on the day, so it was
really
hot.
Yeah.
Oh, well, that's really great. I mean, that's so cool. And, like, people are really forgiving and, you know, generous with their time and they're like, yeah, no worries, we'll come and help out. And did you have to, like, get any of them to bring any props with them or did you get them all from the facility? Yeah.
No, props making, that was a lot of stuff. If we talk about props, the first thing I do want to actually mention is Beck and Mons. Keisha Beck and Mons and her dog Manfred Wolfgang. She can't go without mentioning Manfred. She sometimes prints T-shirts, so we'd rung her to say, look, what, you know, I've got this idea and I need some nurses' shirts made up and I need a fluoro maintenance man vest. So she not only made them, but she donated them. So they arrived in the post.
Yeah. That's fantastic.
If you've seen the movie and you've seen the medication Wanda Stop, we can say it's actually not a real medication.
Not a real medication.
We believe it or not, we've been asked.
On the stop is not real.
Yeah, and as you said, the health service donated the wheelie walkers. Paired lots and lots of other little
little details and props.
There was the occupational therapy kit of mint tins. There was large print puzzle on the iPad. Those who know Laurie Bushfire from Geelong will know of Bushfire's toolkit, and he has for years collected all the things that we carry and made a toolkit out of it. So
hardware store.
Okay.
So we go, and he's the one who's sitting there playing with all the tools on the table. Laurie himself, and he'd be more than happy for me to tell this because he really tries to promote it. Yeah. He's got MND himself, and he didn't know that he would actually make it on the day, but he was absolutely stoked to be asked. And he did make it on the day, and he did bring his toolkit to play with.
Yes.
And he was going to try and use the wheelie walkers, but he couldn't even do that, so we had to run up to the hospital and grab a wheelchair for him.
Okay. But doesn't matter. Yeah. He was there. He was in the film. Absolutely. So that's great.
Yeah.
Oh, that's fantastic. Oh, I like that. So, like, you've got your geocaching friends in the film. Did you find it hard directing them and telling them what to do? Like, did they listen to what you were saying, or did they do their own thing? Was that difficult?
No, they did. They did listen. They had all been given a storyboard.
Okay.
Months beforehand when we had first agreed to do it, and we had sort of assigned a couple of roles. I would say, you know, one of them's our wanderer. Guess which one that one was. One of them was a hoarder. One of them was the OCD. You know, so they all had sort of their own roles within the system. And they were told what to wear and if they brought any extra props along. But every shot was planned.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Except, that's fantastic. Well, I mean, it sounds very professional. It sounds very professional.
You and Mary did another in the car park.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Mary, as you've probably seen the movie, but Mary does a runner in the car park.
Yeah.
And
she didn't get out of character, and the wander stop didn't work, and off she went, and we left it in the film.
It was a bit of a blooper on the day, but we left it in because it sort of made sense.
Yeah, absolutely, because that would be what someone would do, and it fits right in with your wander stop. So.
And she's an aged care nurse as well. So
So she understands. Yeah, she could really get into character.
Yes.
And they were all absolutely amazing. We could not believe how well they just slotted in this two-hour window.
Yeah.
We had to do everything. It had to be super tight.
Yeah.
They did everything perfectly. And we look at the movie today, so every time we look at it, we see new things in the background of, oh, look at what he's doing in the background.
Yeah, okay.
They were terrific. They were the stars.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Okay. So they brought a little bit extra into the role as well. That's great.
More than we expected.
Yeah. Well, I mean, like you say, Mary added in the little bit where she started to wander off and, you know, these happy little accidents.
Yes.
They just give it so much depth and layers, so that's really cool. That's really good.
Yeah.
So you had the idea. Did you have a fully completed idea, or was that a process?
We fine-tuned to the last minute.
Okay, then. Like, all right, Joe, so you were working on the story right up until the last minute, were you?
And, the storyboard was produced within that year beforehand. So, everything was...
And then it was just fine-tuning little things on the day and stuff like that.
And because everyone knew it was a matter of, right, now we're going to film this scene where you're doing this and you're doing that. And off we go.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, good. Yeah. So nice and organised.
As organised as we could be. And like I said, we had 2 hours in which we could do it. So it had to be.
We had to be organised.
But,
and that sounds a lot for 3 minutes of video, but it's not.
No. I mean, I understand a little bit being, a little bit of into the film industry, but, it takes so much effort for such a short little clip. Sometimes the shorter the clip, the more effort's gone into it.
That's right.
Because you've got to make it tight.
Mm. Yeah. So did you guys edit the film yourself as well?
Joe's the amazing editor.
Yeah.
That was the next hurdle.
Yeah. Yes.
That was another call to see Michelle once we had all the footage.
We're back to zero again. Help.
What do I do? Yeah. Next step. Look at the software. It's all above my head. I can't make heads or tails. And he just said, yeah, slow down.
Yeah.
A Windows Movie Maker is simple, but you might start with that, and that's what we ended up using, which is as primitive as you can get. And I don't even think you can get it anymore.
So Joe fully edited it, and I basically became the eyes that would look over it and say, look, I think we can tweak this a little bit or,
And my sons, they also did the whole, look, that could cut down a couple of seconds. It's interesting how trimming a six-second thing down to 3 seconds makes all the difference.
Yeah,
and you don't lose anything. You actually make it better.
That's right, yeah. And then you've got to watch it as a whole and make sure that it flows well and there's not these long gaps or too short of a pause. You've got to make it natural. That's the tricky thing too. So, I mean, congratulations, because watching it, it really had a natural flow.
Thank you, because we had no idea.
Oh, well, you made it up on the day and it worked.
That's right.
Yeah. It all worked out in the end.
Yeah. Oh, and we had also other challenges on the day. We had a COVID wave. After a year's planning and setting the date, COVID decided to peak. And, of course, the facility was going into not lockdown, but back into restrictions and everything again. Yeah. And one of my roles when I work there is to run COVID testing clinics on my own. And so I had to run one in the car park as a routine just to test all the casts before they were allowed to enter the facility. And as Glenn had mentioned earlier, it was extreme. It was 40 degrees or something. It was so hot. Yeah. Wow. And then we had to replace 5 of the cast at the last minute for various different reasons. So
We sort of got
in 24 hours and then we were still one short and that person appeared in the car park half an hour beforehand. Please, I'm one short. Because I had designed every shot around the certain number of people.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah. Yep. Yeah, no, I can appreciate that. And, I mean, what a person turning up, you know, is just you've taken a role away. It's, that's pretty bad.
Mm. Oh, and it wasn't no shows. It was for various reasons,
Oh, well, I'm glad someone else was able to turn up. Good old COVID. Doesn't that put the kibosh on a lot of things?
But we got through.
And it all turned out well.
Better than we thought.
Absolutely. Well, I mean, look at you now. You've won an award.
Unbelievable.
Yeah.
I still can't believe it.
I was going to say, what do you think of winning the award, of having the people choose you?
It was big enough just to, well, when we first made the movie, obviously we made it to submit as a GIF, but given that we had no idea, we didn't ever expect it to even make the finals. So we'd already made plans to make it into a mystery puzzle and we were going to hold a big release launch of that in December, about now.
And show the movie.
And show the movie for the first time and, you know, have a little launch of this puzzle and movie. And that all went obsolete once we became a finalist and then knew that everyone would see it. So that got cancelled. The puzzle's out there though.
Okay. Yep. That could be your next film.
Then we knew, and once you hit that submit button, we didn't know there was nothing.
Yeah.
And we would say there was no sort of thank you, we've received it or anything.
Yeah.
And so we kept thinking, I wonder if we've made any mistakes. I wonder if we've met all the guidelines.
Have they
received it?
Yeah.
And then we got notified about 12 days prior to everyone else, and I think Glenn's still a bit deaf from my screams of delight because it was so unexpected.
Yeah,
and then we had to be quiet for 12 days. That was really hard.
Longest 12 days in geocaching history, I'll tell you.
Yeah.
But the opposite of that, we didn't find out that we had won until it was announced with everybody else's email net last week.
Oh, okay then. Okay, so you didn't get a heads up that you'd won the award until the actual public announcement. No. Okay.
People, we were waking up to messages that morning from friends.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. Well, I think the newsletter comes out at sort of 4 a.m. or 3 a.m. Our time. So.
5 a.m.?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. That's fantastic.
I think by the time we got up, we had.
Yeah.
Oh, it was, just amazing. So, I think I was up before Joe, so I got a bit of payback with the
the yelling
story. Yeah.
Good job. Good job.
Joe.
Something's happened.
You need to read it.
Okay. What's happening? Where's the coffee? That's awesome.
It was a great surprise.
So in terms of the whole process from having the idea to submitting to then getting the notification that you're a finalist, how have you found the whole process as a whole?
Oh, fun. Lots of fun.
Yeah.
And a big ride, yeah. I mean, it's an unexpected ride with all the bonus of being in the finals.
Yeah.
But,
and a learning experience as well.
Yes.
Yeah. Very big learning experience. Just like on the the filming, we were excited for the cases being excited to be asked to come and do it.
Mm-hmm.
And then on the day, it was just an absolute barrel of laughs.
Hard work. I did get my stick out a few times.
Yeah.
Come on, guys, we've got to go. We've got to do this.
I think it was actually in between lunch and afternoon tea we filmed it
afternoon tea and dinner.
Yeah, afternoon tea and dinner. Mm. So we had to work around the hospital because it was still an operational facility. And, you know, there was actually all sorts of things going on in the areas that we used. So we had this, Joe said, this two-hour window.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. Pretty full on, but heap of fun.
Good. I'm glad it was a fun experience and not traumatic.
No, none of it was traumatic.
So, would you encourage other people to give it a go then?
Absolutely.
Certainly.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Get in, have a go. We filmed it on 3 Android phones.
Mm-hmm.
Borrowed a tripod or two.
Borrowed a couple of tripods. I think the hardest thing would be having that initial idea to start out with. Yeah. Once you've got that initial idea,
the story,
then the rest sort of just naturally flows in. Yeah. And you can we've proven it, you can do it with anything.
Yeah. And we'd like to, you know, at least show that if we can do it with no experience, no budget, no knowledge, and we could still produce this. It's sort of encouraging, and no equipment, so you know, anyone, you don't feel like we did that we have to have all this knowledge or have all this experience.
You don't need this big professional setup.
And there were some fantastic movies in that. And we'd made a massive rookie error with our sound because I'd never had to record sound before in my life.
Yeah.
And the one line we recorded and I got home and it was really soft and was like,
We
went,
and I can't redo it. And, we just had to live with it. So a lot of rookie errors there that we knew.
But
it was a lot of fun to learn all that. But, look at some of these other videos that were produced and they're really good. We were very proud to be in such a good reel.
Oh, absolutely,
A lot of very, very well-made
films and films. All different.
Some were technically very complicated and then others not very technically complicated but, you know, were funny or bright.
Yep.
It was all different ranges there. Yeah. Mm. And why do you think your film has resonated with so many people?
Oh, just a lot of the feedback we've got is we want to be in that nursing home as we're getting older. And that's actually underlying. That's the underlying part of the story think makes people, makes it successful, is that under the laughs and the geocaching gags and the aged care gags is this feeling of my passion or our passion in our work is that daily activity, keeping people interested in life. And I think the viewers might not even consciously recognise that they're seeing that, but that's what they like, is that's why they say we want to be in that nursing home, because we can be looked after by the nurses and have our life as normal.
Aged care people to me will always say initially, I don't want to go into aged care, and that's fair enough. No one does. They want to stay within their home environment,
absolutely,
where they live all their life. And we looked at the movie as being, well, inevitably you may have to go into aged care, but when you get there, we want to try and keep your regular life and routine going while you live out your days within an aged care facility.
And that's where a lot of aged care is striving to do, even though that the budgetary and staffing restraints may not let them do it to the degree that they want to.
Yes.
That's always a goal.
That's a good point too, because no one wants to give poor service, but, you know, lack of funding or lack of staff or a lot of factors go into not quite reaching where they would like to be. So it's not an intention to provide a bad service. They're trying to provide a good service, but there are a lot of things. So I think seeing your film and seeing, you know, it's like an ideal place to be.
A nirvana.
And everyone within that aged care facility, geocachers, so we all understand the idiosyncrasies behind the game and how it's played, and then you factor in, you know, issues that different clients or patients have, and geocare is the place to be, I think.
Very eclectic mix of people. Going there.
Yes.
Yeah, I think we're all heading in that direction. Oh, that's great. That's great. So now that it's been announced, do you actually get a physical award, like a trophy or some sort of plaque or something that you actually get? No idea?
I don't think so. I have no idea. Don't know. Probably nothing but the kudos.
No one's reached out.
We did get in the mail the other day.
Yeah.
This is from Slovenia.
Oh, wow.
Slovenia name.
There you go. Yeah.
That was their GIF event. They had already had that made in Slovenia.
Okay.
And they had messaged us to say, oh, we've held our GIF event, we've watched your movie, we voted it, we liked it, and we'd like you to have a gnome. And initially we didn't know what they were going to do. And we said, oh, we don't, you know, don't need to waste money on postage to us.
Yeah.
Oh, no, we've had all this made for you, for the winner. You've got to have it. It's like, wow. So, they sent us it.
Sent us it.
What else have we got?
Slovenia.
All the way from Slovenia.
Slovenian Geocaching Club bandanas.
Okay. That's cool.
Yeah, so that was a big surprise.
Yeah.
Isn't that wonderful? But, like, people have just had that idea and they've just gone and put a little bit more effort in and decided, you know, in our group or in our country, however it was decided, this was our favourite, we'll send you a prize.
And that was the only one, and it was so special. Yeah. It was very fun.
Yeah. Aww, and then
we went to an event in Melbourne today. And met up with some caches from
Switzerland.
Yeah.
So, and they were very proud to meet some stars and cast that were also there.
Yeah, so they recognised some of the cast that were at the event. And, they made the Micah Paramedic, the sleepy one, act sleepy. And
yeah. They wanted shots of everybody, and yeah, so it was really, really good.
Oh, that's awesome. That's really cool.
Yeah, it is fun. And all,
that's fantastic.
And we've had so many congratulations from all over the place.
Yeah. Oh, that just blows you away, doesn't it?
Yeah.
It does. It's been a massive ride. Yeah.
Many ups and downs.
Yeah, not so many downs. It's been a big ride.
Yeah.
Just that it's what we say, the gift that keeps on giving.
I like it. That's a good one. That's a good call. So what would you do differently next time if you were to make another film?
Record the sound better.
Yeah.
Work on the sound. Yeah. Are you thinking of doing another one?
Not at this stage.
Okay.
That idea had been in our heads for so long, and it's sort of relief to finally get it out of the system, so to free it up for something else. But, yeah, the important thing is a story, but we'd be more than happy to support anyone else who wants to do one with our vast knowledge and experience and stuff.
That you've gained in the last year and a half.
How to use a phone video camera.
How to edit, how to record sound.
Or you could go and ask a five-year-old. They'll tell you too. They'll probably tell you more than what we could.
Oh, yeah, they seem to know it all these days, don't they? They seem to be born with a phone in their hand.
Yeah.
My God.
But, yeah, just give it a go. And like you said, reach out to the geocaching community. They're fantastic.
Yeah. Yeah, pretty generous.
We'll come up with an idea one day, I suppose.
Yeah, if we do, it's made. If not, doesn't.
Yeah. So just wait for that. That's got to be the idea.
It's got to be the right thing.
Yeah.
That's right, yeah. So if you get that strike of inspiration, you'll run with it. But otherwise, at the moment,
We would do it again if we, it needs that strike of inspiration.
Oh, good. Well, I mean, that's encouraging, like, for anyone who's thinking of doing it, knowing that you've been through the whole process and you would do it again. It's not that traumatic. It's not that bad, not that big and scary. So, yeah, give it a go. No. Yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah.
And just ask for help. Ask.
PCE. We're all out there to help each other. So, definitely ask for help.
And you're never too, like, I don't mean to be judgmental or rude here, but, you know, the saying is you're never too old to learn. So just give it a go, ask questions, you know, reach out to people.
No question is a stupid question. No,
that's right. Yeah.
You know, so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, that's fantastic. Oh, good. Well, I just wanted to say thank you very much, guys, for giving me your time and coming on the podcast to share your experiences with everybody. Was there any other pearls of wisdom you'd like to share with the community?
Not really, no.
No, just
thank you. Thank you to everybody. As Glenn said, we've had lots of messages and, thank you to everyone that's and for enjoying it. Yeah. It's been
Beaufort and Skipton Health Service, amazing. Beckermont's, Manfred, the dog.
See my shell. There's a few people in the credits.
Yourself, even yourself, having us on today.
The cast.
The cast.
Good look.
Good look from
one of the videos.
Travelled all the way from South Australia just to come over and help us film.
Be our third camera.
Just everybody involved has been amazing. And for Groundspeak for doing the GIF to allow us to
absolutely
put stories out there and share with the community.
And have some fun.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. Just offer up another platform for people to share their experiences because, you know, there's a million different ways to play this game of ours. So it's really wonderful to see so many different perspectives. So that's been really good.
And like I said before, we weren't expecting to be a finalist and a lot of people don't make the finals. So we went into it not expecting to with that plan. A lot you'll find on YouTube there's a lot of people who've put their videos up of this wasn't accepted this year, but this was my movie. And they're still quite good movies.
Yes.
So enjoy your movie making and, like us, you know, put it out as a puzzle even and share it with the world.
That's right. That's right. Well, I just want to say thank you to the pair of you very much for making the film. I think the idea is just outstanding. I mean, as is evidence that so many people around the world like the idea and love the movie. So I just want to say thank you for having the idea, putting the effort in, because I know it's a big, big effort to make a film, and going on that journey and sharing it with us all. So thank you both.
Thank you so much and thank you for having us.
Not a problem. Well, thank you for joining us, Chuck and Chung, and we hope to see your film in the 2025 GIFF Award. We'll see how we go.
We'll see how we go.
Oh, yeah. All right. Well, thank you very much, and very good wishes for all the geocaching in the future.
Thank you.
And have a Merry Christmas and a safe New Year.
Yes, you too. Thank you.
Just what you might find geocaching down under. Get lost, get found. Geocaching down under. Get lost to get found.